Morning, boys. Thanks for having me on the show. Pleasure to be
Anytime,
here.
anytime, mate. This is the pinnacle for you to be at Bathurst or what?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, I'm in the Super 2 category this year, so still got one more step to get into the Bathurst 1000 properly. So, yeah, try and prove myself again this year and see how we go.
Mate, you're still there. That's all that matters.
You're racing at Mount Panorama. That's all you have to tell your mates. You get bragging rights on that one, okay?
You can say they've done that.
Yeah.
But last year, you did all right at Mount Panorama as well in the Super 3 category, didn't you? You won last year.
Yeah. So we had a really good year last year. We got my first ever pole in a supercar around here, which was, a crazy experience in itself. So this year, hopefully we can continue that sort of progression and, get back on the podium.
How does a Mackay boy go from Mackay to Mount Panorama? Like, obviously you did a lot of go-karting and that kind of thing. Is that the stepping stones to get there?
Yeah, I've always grown up around, motorsports. So Dad used to race motocross back when he was young. And he also done a lot of teaching in the motorsport industry. So I've sort of always had it with me growing up. And then, when I turned 7 and we moved up to Mackay, Dad put me in a go-kart straight away and sort of just progressed. We went overseas and done a few stuff over there for Australia and came back and started moving up into cars. And now we're racing the V8 supercar at Mount Panorama. So it's a pretty cool experience.
So I guess it's fair to say that you can actually change a tyre.
Maybe. I'm more of a driver, but I'm driving.
I was flat out using matchbox cars, probably, let alone driving something at 7 years of age. But it's obviously been in the blood. So was Dad pushing you to do this sort of thing, or was it your own free will to say, you know what, I actually enjoy this?
Obviously, at the start, he definitely was like, if you want to do this, we sort of want to put all of our focus into it. So it was all fun and games, I guess, at the start. And he let me make my own decisions throughout my career, which was really good. So there was no pressure from his behalf. He sort of just said, if this is something that you're really keen on and you're dedicated to doing this, we'll put our time and effort into it. And we've never looked back since we started.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's working out for you. I mean, you got your first podium finish in the Dunlop Super 2 Series last week in Sydney. So that's a good lead-in into Mount Panorama at Bathurst this weekend. What's the end game for you? Is it Supercar Series or is it overseas with NASCAR or Formula One? What is it?
Yeah, 100%. Last weekend was my first ever rookie podium as well as overall podium. So if we can carry that momentum into this weekend, we can sort of build on that and see if we can get a podium this weekend. And then, moving forward, I want to do as much as I can here in Australia and make it to supercars. And at the moment, that's my goal and my main focus. And sort of got a tunnel vision to that at the moment. And then from there, we can, sort of expand our horizons if need be, like Scotty McLaughlin has, and head overseas or do some other categories. But at the moment, its sole focus is making it to that final end game of supercars in Australia.
Well, from St. Pat's in Mackay through to Bathurst at Mount Panorama, mate, congratulations. Well done.
And if you need some grid boys, you let us know. We'll come and do it for you, all right?
Yeah, 100%. Get the umbrellas out. That's it.
We look good in Lycra.
There's no chance that's going to happen at all. No, don't put the boy off. Thanks for joining us this morning, Declan. Appreciate your time, mate. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.